Blessed are the weird people.
Poets.
Misfits.
Painters.
Writers.
Troubadours.
For they teach us to see the world through different eyes.
This is Blessed Are the Weird on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Jacob Nordby.
Hello, my friends, my fellow travelers, blessed Weirdians, wherever in the world you might find yourself. Welcome to Blessed Are the Weird show here on Empower Radio Network. We are transmitting from our satellite location in Boise, Idaho, and I know you all want to be here because it's a fantastic place to be, but since you can't be, we'll bring some of the blue sky and sunshine and good cheer to you from where we are. So, last week, as you no doubt know, I did a solo episode and just talked to you from my heart about life and about what it means to do this big search into who we really are and how to bring real magic, how to bring real magic into our lives. Now, before I get started and tell you the rest of this story and why I brought my guest on today, I want to read you something. And it's this: you can't know this right now, but your ragged, rugged honesty, your crazy, passionate, naked vulnerability, your trusting plunge into the unknown of life at every turn, your journey of love and healing, these change the world of those around you, and the world as a whole. Someday you'll know how important you are. Now, I wrote that, and it's been the hallmark of my own life to have this journey and just be on it. And I love that so many of you are on it with me. And because of that, because I feel like we're in such a fantastic, interesting, critical time on the planet, there's more being asked of us right now than ever before. And so I'm not content with just having great ideas and neat conversations. I want to know how to take it to the next level. And a guest who's been on the show before, Suzanne Michelle, last week after the show said, "Hey, that was really a nice show. And I feel like there's a bigger question or a more practical question that you might ask rather than starting with who we really are, like asking the question, who am I? Because that's such a big question. It's kind of like asking, you know, who is God or what is love? It's huge, important, but really big. And it takes more than a lifetime to explore it." So Suzanne had a disagreement with me, and of course she says it wasn't really a disagreement, but let me just quit talking here and bring Suzanne on the air. Suzanne, thanks for being with me today.
Hello, Jacob.
I could have just gone on and on there, so I had to stop. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah. How is it? Is it to agree to disagree or something like that?
So when we were talking through this, and by the way, I was really glad that you brought this up, because Suzanne, as I've gone on my own journey and for the last few years have just changed my life, and then I have come back to the world and started sharing some of those things, and people show up all the time and they say, so that sounds great. How do I do it? Or where do I start even? And, you know, I found myself asking that question a lot of myself, like, how do I share something? How do I give the gift of some kind of clarity? And I've found that when I would talk about this journey into who we really are, a lot of people would say, "Yeah, that sounds nice." And they'd go away, and I could tell that they were confused. And so when you brought what you did back to me last week, I got really excited. So why don't you kind of frame that up and remind me and the audience what happened there?
Okay. Well, the big question that a lot of us ask is, who am I? But when I hear that question, I get a big lump in my gut, this kind of feeling when I hear this question, because, I don't know, asking the question, who am I? It's like asking me to count to infinity, or asking me to hold all the knowings of the universe and beyond in my 5'4", 130-pound body and tell you what that looks like. So the question of who am I, it just doesn't feel like a realistic starting point, because for most of us, to grasp the gravity of that question, it seems like it's so vast and it's so overwhelming, it could really make our heads explode. And that drives people to beat themselves up by continuously searching for enlightenment or that promised land, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of just simply living moment to moment here and now. So I don't know, I guess basically my point is, how how can I count towards an infinite number if I can't even count to 100?
Yes.
So, I don't know. I guess I feel the more realistic question is, how far am I willing to go right now to find out who I am? And knowing that, you know, it's really in my best interest to be honest enough to really ask that question from the level of consciousness that I am aware of right now to help me see who I am right now. So if I know how to count to 100, then I can go towards a more expansive, eternal number, which is myself.
So, and I want to make sure we do a disclaimer here, because we're going to dive right into it. You have a tool that you want to share with us. And by the way, if you haven't grabbed this yet, if you're on the show page listening live, there's a link to this tool. And let's see what they're calling that. What is the link? It's called Clarity Tool. Show me your hand. So if you click that link, it'll pull up a PDF, and Suzanne will be walking you through that in just a moment. But the disclaimer is this. What we're getting ready to talk about, if you really don't want your life to change, if you really don't want to ask the question, how far am I willing to go, if you're pretty comfortable and you really don't want something different to happen, I encourage you to actually turn the radio off right now. You agree with that, Suzanne?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And let's also be nice about this, because not everyone is, and that's okay.
Yeah, so. And I want to share something with you that may help you to see, you know, why this question of who am I took me for a spin.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're interested.
I'm fascinated.
Oh. So truly, I feel like I've had this gift that sometimes feels like a curse in my life. And it's that I've been able to see the potential of everyone and everything. I see, you know, all the people that come into my life, I just see their potential. I see my own potential. And I know that's not normal. And I know some of you listening right now can relate to this, because you're like me, and that you can really see the potential in other people. So I feel like this so-called curse is that I have a hard time believing someone when they say, you know, I'm not willing or ready in this lifetime to fully know who I am. Or maybe they don't say those exact words, but their actions speak it louder than their words. I mean, most people don't say this with their words, but they show it in their actions or their inactions. So I've now come to terms with the fact that actions speak louder than words do. And so, Jacob, when I hear this blanket concept of who am I can't help but frantically, you know, raise the honesty glass up in the air and say, but wait, how can someone ask the vast question of who am I when they can't even be honest with who they are right now? Mm. Right?
Yeah.
So I had to come to terms with myself and others so that I could introduce myself to myself right now, and then meet people and introduce myself to others and have them introduce themselves to me in that now moment, not somewhere off in the potential future, right? So basically, I'm meeting myself and others where we are right now. So that's where this tool comes in really handy of show me your hand, because I remember watching you speak at when you were doing the Be the Change, or was it the Be the Change in Austin, and you were presenting, and you spread your arms out and you basically said, from where I am to where my hands end is where I can be the change. So in our hand, we hold the power of who we really are and how we can bring that into the world, into our own families, into our work, into, you know, the world at large, if that's what you so choose. Mm-hmm. So this tool of show me your hand, it's basically, actually, don't show me your hand, show yourself your own hand first. Mm-hmm. And then when you're good with that, when you're really honest with that and you feel comfortable, then maybe you can show someone else your hand. So this is kind of metaphoric, right? This is kind of like a, I don't know, we're playing like a game of poker or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this. Well, you know what? And I'm looking at the clock. This goes by so quickly. And I want to make sure that people take this home with them and actually do this. So if you're driving in your car or listening somewhere where you don't have access to look at this PDF, you can come back later or you can just go to blessedartheweird.com and I put a link to it on there. So, but in case you're not somewhere where you can do that, just use your own hand. As Suzanne talks you through this, and imagine what she's going to talk about on your various fingers, because on this page there's actually a hand with some blanks you can fill in. So Suzanne, why don't you describe this to us and then jump right in and tell us how to use this tool.
Okay. So just first of all, if you aren't driving and you just want to write this down, on your thumb, write health. Actually on the paper, you can write it on your hand too, but you know, I don't know if you want to do that. Thumb, write health. Pointer finger, write relationships. Middle finger, write work. Ring finger, write play. And pinky finger, write service. Your thumb is your health, your well-being, your weight, your nutrition, your health practices. Okay? Your pointer finger, your relationships, have that be with one other person. You can look at each of your relationships between you and one other person. Then your middle finger, work, you know, what you do for your work inside your home or outside your home. And then the ring finger, play, what you do on your free time, your hobbies, your sports. What do you do when you're not obligated with responsibilities? And your pinky finger, service outside of yourself, charitable organizations, volunteer work, helping your friends or families out. Now, these are kind of just aspects of yourself. There could be more, but let's just work with these five, okay? Now, remember, there's no judgment, okay? There's no judgment. What we're going to do is just take an objective snapshot. So it's almost like just a picture. You know, you've just taken a picture of your health, your relationship, your work, your play, your service. Now, when you take that snapshot, this is objective. All I want you to do is now go into your body, go into your heart, go into your, first of all, take a deep breath, okay? Just take one good deep breath. Look at your thumb, your health. Does that feel light or heavy? Snap judgment. Snap, Freudian slip there. Snap, just snap feeling. Now look at your pointer finger, your relationship with one other person. Does that feel light or does it feel heavy? Now your middle finger, work. Does that feel light? Does it feel heavy? Your play. Does that feel light? Does that feel heavy? Service. Does that feel light? Does that feel heavy? Now, if you can, just write down whether it was light or heavy. And probably not now, because this is more of a reflection step, which is step number three, which is write one sentence that describes how you feel about each aspect of your life. So for step one was you took a snapshot, an objective snapshot shot of who you are right now, health, relationship, work, play, service. Okay. So at this point, you have now a starting point, just like that overwhelming feeling that I had, which is how can I tell you who I am, which is infinite, if I don't even know how to count to 100. Okay, so right here on your hand, you have counted to 100. You have taken an inventory of sorts. So in the middle of that hand, if you have the PDF, there is a magnifying glass. And it will be labeled A, B, C, D, E. Every area of your life where you feel heavy, there's probably limiting A, assumptions, B, beliefs, C, conclusions, D, distractions, and E, expectations that you have either cultivated yourself or you're experiencing in your life that is not giving you that light feeling. So I want to explain those limiting limitations. Assumptions are assumptions that you make about yourself that are not true, but you assume it to be true. So if you feel heavy in your health, you might have assumptions about yourself that are not true. Beliefs, ideas that you hold, that actually hold you in a position that does not allow for growth. Conclusions are basically telling the end of the story before it even has a chance to unfold naturally. So again, with that health, maybe you think, well, I'm doomed to this health because, people in my family all have this disease, so I'm going to have this disease, right? Distractions, other people's opinions of us, what other people perceive us to be. Those are distractions. Expectations, predicting the outcomes. Not even giving yourself the chance to fully expand into that infinite. Now, why this is important is because, again, it gives you a snapshot of who you are right now, and it's an honest snapshot. And if you can't be honest with yourself, it's going to be really challenging to know who you really are. So this is just a tool that you can use to day by day. I mean, this snapshot can change tomorrow. Just like, those pictures that people take of themselves every day for a year. Oh my gosh, there's such a transformation. So it's like that, but you're doing it from your own level of awareness.
So Suzanne.
Yeah.
We have this question to ask here, and it's how far am I willing to go?
Mm-hmm.
How does that relate? So let's just say someone has all five fingers that are heavy, or three of those fingers that feel heavy as they take this snapshot. And you feel that this question of how far am I willing to go is much more practical and actionable than this whole huge question of who am I. So how does that relate to these fingers?
Okay, close your ears if you're scared of what I have to say. Okay, just put your hands over your ear, go into denial. The truth of the matter is, if you feel heavy, there's a reason. There's a reason. And unless you're mentally, physically handicapped, you have created this life up to this point. And to be fully honest and fully embrace that is the best thing that you can do for yourself. Because if you ask a question, who am I? You're going to look outside yourself if you don't know who you are at this very minute micro snapshot of yourself. You're going to look at others and you're going to be disheartened because you're not as good as they are or as happy as they are or as successful as they are. If you don't know where you are right now and take an inventory, and granted, that's not when anybody says, gosh, who you are is more than your body and all that, which is true to a point. But if I eat bonbons every day, I'm going to look a certain way. And I have to take full responsibility of that. And if I feel a heaviness inside my body, at least be honest. It's almost like, being honest with our addictions, right? It's like, I've never been in a 12-step, but I have such empathy and I understand because I have my own addictions. If we can't be honest with ourselves right now, in this moment, we can't see our potential.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Suzanne, I really love what you're saying here. I actually was doing a little writing about this the other day. I saw that phrase, you only live once, right? And that's kind of a popular, there's a hashtag about it, YOLO. And I was sitting there going, well, wait a minute, what if I don't believe in death and all that stuff? But then I realized, wait a minute. But the fact is, just like you're saying here, the fact is the Jacob who showed up or the Suzanne who showed up as ourselves in this moment on this earth for this single lifetime, it doesn't matter. And this is where I think this really relates to the difference between saying, who am I in this vast cosmic sense, or how far am I willing to go in this lifetime? Because maybe we don't believe in death as a concept, but the fact is, who I am in this life, this time, that's all I know for sure about. And so the question then becomes for me, I don't want to do this escape and pull the ripcord and say, well, I'm never going to die anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah, but I showed up exactly as I am, and how will I ever know what that potential is in this limited lifetime that I have if I'm not willing to ask this question? So it feels like that's what you're asking here. Is that correct?
It is. It is. And if when we ask the question, who am I? Let's not delude ourselves and say, oh, gosh, you know, I am living my infinite potential. No, I'm not. If I look around at my relationships, at my home, at my, you know, what I'm doing for service, what, you know, what my health is like, that is my answer. And if I can't be honest with the answer that I hold in my own hands, then I'm deluding myself.
So Suzanne, let's say we have 5 minutes left, by the way. That's not a hypothetical. That's a for sure. We have 5 minutes left. And I want to make sure and get this part out because I can right now, and I've said this to you before when you were on the show, right now I can read some minds out there and I can see some people right now. Because that's what people agree to when they tune into this show, is that we get to, you know, read their minds. And so I'm reading some minds, and some people are looking at their hands right now, and I see somebody with three fingers that feel heavy, and they're saying, I know exactly what I need to do, but I've been afraid to do it, and I'm willing to do it. How would you tell that person to start?
Yeah, I would. I think they've already started by that agreement, by that honesty. They've already started. And boy, if you've stayed on here and you've listened to this and you've looked at those heavy fingers and you've said, wow, I want to change. Boom. You've already started. Know that. Mm-hmm. That's the first. If you ask me what the first step is, that's it right there.
Okay.
The second step would be, Do you want to show anyone else your hand? Mm. If you want to show somebody else your hand, get with somebody that you trust. Somebody that is not going to judge you. Somebody that loves you unconditionally. And if you don't have that, find a partner. Find a counselor. Find a mentor. Find a coach. Find somebody that can help you. But if you're not ready to show your hand, don't reach out. Continue to keep looking at your hand day by day. Take a snapshot every single day. Do this in private. Do this in secrecy if you need to, because this is your relationship between you and you, and no one else needs to be involved at this point. If you want a witness, if you want a partner, then reach out. But don't do that until you can really, really be honest with yourself.
So I can tell we're going to have to repeat the show, but we're going to have you back on, because this is, to me, we're starting to really get into the juicy stuff here, Suzanne. And I really appreciate it. That's why last week when you talked to me about this, I really had this big internal green check mark that said, yes, now I'm starting to get somewhere. I got some greater clarity, because to me, it's so important. It's not enough to just sit in coffee shops and have these great big conversations. I love doing that. But what I love more is when we're able to actually start taking steps in our life toward more of what we really truly want, more of what's possible. And, you know, one thing I want to make sure we say, because we're down to like 2 minutes here, is you do work with people and you do this intuition coaching. And what we just experienced today is, from my perspective, part of that work you do. And I wanted to read this real quick. It's from Alan Alda. Mm-hmm. And it relates, and then I want to make sure we you know, do a wrap up here. But here's what Alan Alda said. And I remember tagging this back in the days when I was first really starting to take my own journey. It just spoke to me so much. It says this: you have to leave the city of your comfort and go into the wilderness of your intuition. You can't get there by bus, only by hard work, risking, and not by quite knowing what you're doing. But what you will discover will be wonderful. What you will discover will be yourself.
Mm. Yeah, that resonates.
Yeah. How should people get a hold of you if they want to meet you more closely, Suzanne?
Yeah, just go to my website, revivewithenergy.com, R-E-V-I-V-E, withenergy.com, or just send me an email at Suzanne@revivewithenergy.com. If you have a quick question, just give me a connection there. That would be great.
So, Suzanne, we're just down to the end here, and I want to thank you so much. Will you come back and join me after we've had a chance to talk about this some more?
For sure.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so excited you joined me today. Folks, I really encourage you to take the time to do this exercise and get that clarity and ask yourself, how far am I willing to go? Not in another 100 lifetimes, in this one lifetime, in this beautiful space, in this one beautiful parenthesis and eternity that you have, that we have right now. How beautiful, how much can you shine? And so I want to invite you, as we do every week, and I really mean it, to go get your shine on. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.